Beginning with the End in Mind, Part 2. The Secret. Thud! Esther instantly awoke. She was still laughing. Just a moment ago, she had been playing hide-and-seek among the scratchy hay bales of Mr. Wyatt's barn with six frisky little puppies. They had discovered her spot and were pouncing upon her, licking her face. She rolled to her side to sit up, but rolled off the hay bale instead and was falling. When she hit the ground, it was not the barn floor, but her own bedroom floor. The warm puppy noses and grassy barn scents disappeared. Another dream. After Mr. Wyatt had introduced Esther to the two-week-old puppies yesterday, he and Papa had gone back to the house to discuss some important business, Mr. Wyatt had said. Esther couldn't have been happier. She spent the next 4 hours surrounded by mischief and her fuzzy, frisky fur balls, taking in that wonderful puppy scent, being licked to death by tiny pink tongues. It had been the best day of her life, and one that passed way too quickly. She gently hugged each tired puppy before she left and could barely keep tears from forming as she and Papa said goodbye. The sun had not yet risen, but since she was wide awake, Esther decided to go to the other room where Mom and Papa were talking. "Today I will convince them I must have a dog," determined Esther. But as she was about to step out, she froze. Mom was quietly sobbing. "I can't carry on like this, Robert. I'm too weak. I have no help, and the daily chores are mounting up. We cannot hire help, and all Esther does is dream of getting a dog. I think we need to give up the farm and move in with my brother in Texas."
"Mary, this farm has been in my family for almost 100 years, said Papa. "It's all we own. It's brought us years of happiness since we've been married."
"I don't want to leave, but I cannot go on without help. I think we need to go."
Esther slumped back onto her bed. She felt sick. Leave the farm? She had no idea that things were so bad. She peered through the crack in the door again. Her mom looked so tiny. Her clothes were threadbare, her eyes sunken. Papa was thin, his face drawn and pale. Why had she never noticed?
"Esther!"
It was now dawn, and another day was at hand. Mom and Papa resumed their usual cheerful appearance. All seemed the same. But Esther was not the same. Mom and Papa looked different to her now. After their meager breakfast, Papa asked Esther to come to the tool shed for a few minutes.
"Mr. Wyatt and I had a long talk yesterday, Esther. He knows how much you want a dog and asked me if he might give you a puppy."
Esther's heart leaped.
"But," Papa quickly continued, "I said no."
Had Esther not just heard that the farm may have to be sold, she would have burst into a tantrum right then. But Papa seemed so frail now she couldn't speak. After a few moments of silence, Papa continued,
"However, I may change my mind if you will agree to a few changes in your behavior."
Papa then explained to Esther the bad situation they were in. The sadness he felt pained Esther deeply. But then he presented a possible solution.
"The only way we can keep this farm is if you take on the work Mom cannot do. If, and again I say if, you can demonstrate to me that you can be responsible, hardworking, and lift enough of the load from your mother, then I will allow you to have a puppy. But this will require a great deal of changing for you."
Esther almost hit the ceiling when she jumped up. "Yes! Oh, yes! I will do anything to get a dog!" She hugged her papa like never before. Papa was doubtful, but he also felt a glimmer of hope.
"Esther," said Papa seriously,
"yes,
we must keep this a secret just between you, me, and Mr. Wyatt."
"Agreed." Esther dashed off to grab the water buckets to fill at the well.